Hello and welcome, everyone. It is Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Welcome to our Power Girl Pyramid Group, our intimate group setting of women who are changing up the business-as-usual, stress-crazed lifestyle into something far more beautiful, sacred, and useful. Hooray. I am your host, Dr. Sarah Gottfried. I'm the founder of the Gottfried Center for Integrative Medicine in Berkeley, California, and I'm the founder of SarahGottfriedMD.com. I'm also the author of the forthcoming book, The Hormone Cure, by Simon & Schuster. A whole bunch of you got a signed copy of my book yesterday. Hooray. Very excited about that. I am just delighted, so blissed to be with you. This is my calling, to be teaching like this, to be with a group of like-minded women, to be changing up how we respond to stress. I'm just really thrilled to be with you. I am going to be teaching you over the next 4 weeks, and we are going to be teaching each other how to nurture all our adrenals, not from a place of working harder, but instead working smarter. We're going to have a lot of fun. I know many of you crave more energy and vitality in your daily lives. Maybe you feel okay now, but you want to feel much more alive. I know that's important to many of you, and I've designed much of this program, this four-week program, for you. For others, you may already be quite knowledgeable about your energy management and accounting. We'll talk more about that, energy management and accounting. And you want to get to the next level of health and optimization, able to deliver on your sacred contract. I completely understand that intention. Many of you know already that energy and adrenal function is the biggest gap, in my opinion, between mainstream and alternative medicine. And this means two things. It means, number one, that your local conventional doctor may stare at you dumbfounded when you talk about low-grade fatigue and anxiety and could they check your adrenal function. And it also means that you may have alternative healers who offer you bottle after bottle of supplements with names you can't pronounce. Maybe you see an acupuncturist who gives you a bottle of 10 or more Chinese herbs. I often get these. And you don't know what they are. You're not sure what works, let alone what's most effective when you take so many. Are they effective together? And even more important, is it safe, since supplements are completely unregulated and often contain contaminants like lead and mercury, which then can create more problems than they solve. Now, I'm not trying to get you depressed about this. What I'm trying to say is that I offer a middle ground. I want you to find the middle ground with me. So my middle ground is a data-driven, scientifically supported way to nurture, repair, and regenerate your adrenals. You're going to learn how to base case your energy and your adrenals, regardless of your cash flow situation. So we have some wealthy women who are listening in. We have some celebrities. We have heiresses. We have women with very little income. We have lots of women who are right in the middle class. And all of us are here with the common goal to heal our adrenals. And here's the truth of the matter. The adrenals are a level playing field. No matter how much money you have, the process and ultimately the repair and healing of your adrenals is priceless and accessible to all of you, regardless of your socioeconomic situation. That's one thing I love about adrenal glands, is that they're the great levelizer. The great levelizer. Now, for those of you who are not watching the slides, I've got an image of Kate Moss, who's famous for saying, "Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels." And then below it, I have a picture of Nutella, which has the caption over it, no. So the idea here is I want you to find the middle ground. I always feel like the middle ground is where we want to be hanging. The middle ground is where adrenal repair happens. As human beings, we tend to be very dualistic. We tend to be in one extreme or the other. We tend to be either pushing our adrenals too hard or maybe taking the repair too much in the other direction. I had a question about that yesterday. And what we want to do is we want to find the middle ground. I don't want you to be skinny like Kate Moss. I also don't want you to be pounding Nutella. Nutella is full of sugar. It's not nutrient dense. It's not good for your adrenal glands, but you may crave it if you have adrenal dysregulation. Now, one other way to really maximize your benefit from Mission Ignition is something called implementation. Implementation. I don't want you to purchase this course, listen to 25% or less, and not step into action. That has a particular name, a name I heard from another person who does quite a bit of online teaching. It's not called self-help, it's called shelf help, where you basically get the binder and it sits on your shelf. So the secret here is to implement, not in an indiscriminate fashion, but in a really strategic way. And I want to show you how to do that as we go along. I know you want to implement, and sometimes what gets in the way, the obstacle, is that you don't have the energy. So you want to do the things that are going to give you more energy, but you don't have the energy to do the things that are going to give you more energy. And so you get into a vicious cycle of being in inaction. And I want to work together so you're able to implement and move forward, again, not by working harder or spending more of your precious time or resources, but utilizing a far greater wellspring of energy, which you will access in this course if you implement. Let me move on now to some of the logistical issues. First, I want to start with an overview of our schedule. I divide each Mission Ignition into a four-week chunk. Each week has a teaching session and a live question and answer, which is where I offer laser coaching for your one question. So that's where there's time for all of you to get in your one question over the 4 weeks that we're together, and hopefully if you have more than one question, we can get to more than one. We'll see how many we can get into our hour each Thursday. A couple of housekeeping issues related to this. First, I hope you can join us live on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, Thursdays at noon Pacific. You will get the greatest outcome of adrenal repair if you're able to join us live. If you can't join us live, I certainly understand that. I know many of you work or you have other conflicts or you just live across the world and it doesn't make sense. And you can still engage by listening to the recording within 24 hours, I really recommend that you do that, and also posting your question on our private Facebook page, which I'm going to share with you in a moment. You can also email your question to us. Let me give you the support email. It is missionignition@sarahgottfriedmd.com. I'll say it again, missionignition@sarahgottfriedmd.com. So that is where you can go. If you have any questions, large or small, about the course, questions you want addressed in the question and answer, the sooner you send it to me before Thursday, the better. I need to have them before 5 p.m. on Wednesday to be able to adequately address them. Now, the schedule for our time together is posted at the following URL. So those of you who are on the webcast, you have the URL in front of you. It is sarahgottfriedmd.com/schedule/schedule. I think I have an S here on the slide. It's either schedule or schedules. I think it's schedule, singular. Sorry about that. I finished this at about midnight last night, much to my husband's chagrin and my adrenal's chagrin. But I think it's sarahgottfriedmd.com/schedule. Once you figure out what it is, bookmark it. I love those practical tips. I had a preschool director who was so good at giving me super practical tips, and it made mothering so much easier. So I'm going to fill your basket today with some practical tips. I mentioned the Facebook page. Let me address that now. So we have a number of superstars and celebrities in our current Mission Ignition. We have lots of fabulous people. I consider all of you superstars. And if you want to create a pseudonym for our private Facebook page, we are happy to help you with that. This applies to everyone. Doesn't matter how famous you are. The other point that I want to make related to confidentiality is that we're recording all of the calls for the home study. Hello, home study people. We're so happy you're here. So if you want to protect your anonymity, we are right there with you. Just email us at the same email address that I gave you before, your go-to for any problems, large or small, missionignition@sarahgottfriedmd.com. Here is the Facebook page. Are you ready? Facebook.com/groups/MIEnergy. I'll give it to you again. Facebook.com/groups/MIENERGY. So that is the URL for a private Facebook page. You can go there and request that you be put into our group. You can also send an email. I'm going to give you the email address now. This is for the Facebook page, and this actually sends an email to the whole group, and that is mienergy@groups.facebook.com. If you have any problems with this, you always have as a backup missionignition@sarahgottfriedmd.com. I know I'm giving you a lot of emails and a lot of URLs. If you have ADD or anxiety, just breathe through it. 5-second inhale, 5-second exhale. We are going to figure this out. It's a little overwhelming at the beginning, but hang in there. If you get onto the Facebook page, I want you to start by introducing yourself and sharing one crazy or super smart thing you've done for your adrenals. I put my craziest thing over there, so visit facebook.com/groups/MIENERGY to find out about my crazy Panchakarma experience of Ayurvedic cleansing. It is over there. Okay, so let's get into the schedule in a little bit more detail. As you probably know from signing up and looking at the pages that we have about Mission Ignition Energy, you probably know already that on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, we always have our teaching session. So that starts next Monday. It goes through May 21st. Hooray. That's a full 4 weeks. We have our question and answer every Thursday at noon Pacific time. We also have strategic interviews. I have a number of thought leaders that I'll share with you in a moment. They're listed in the schedule, and they are strategically placed to inspire you. They're strategically placed to get you into action to support some of these things that we've been talking about. So the schedule, as you know, sarahgottfriedmd.com/schedule. Let me just tell you week by week what we're going to be covering. The first week we are talking about stress, what it does to the female body, fight or flight of men versus what women do. I've got a bit of eat this, not that for you, how to eat for your adrenal glands. We're also going to be talking on Thursday more about meditation, some of the proven ways to really buffer you from stress. The other feature each week is something that I call a jumpstart. For those of you who have done another Mission Ignition, you're used to this already, but for those of you who are new, I offer a jumpstart every week because this is the way that I used to pound material when I was a bioengineer in college, in graduate school in bioengineering, and then when I had to learn to master mammoth amounts of information in medical school and residency. So I would distill the information down to one page. And that's what I do with this jumpstart. The idea is to give you 5 practices that get you into action, that hasten your progress and help you focus. Because as you know, as I've mentioned a couple of times, adrenal depletion gives many women attention deficit disorder. So each week, I'm going to review the jumpstart that I've created. All of them are brand new, completely different from previous Mission Ignition sessions. And that's going to start today. So beginning next week, I'll review the jumpstart on Mondays. That'll happen through May 21st, which is our last day together. If you're on the home study, the goal is really for you to listen to each teaching session on a weekly basis. maybe more than once as we start to dive deep into content. We're going to be covering a lot of information in this program, and I can tell you that it will feel overwhelming at times. In fact, any shadows that you have about not being good enough, they will come up, because when you have a lot of information, it's normal to feel that way. So it's a normal reaction to the many layers and nuances of the material I'm going to be sharing with you to feel overwhelmed. Don't fret if you feel overwhelmed. I want you to lean into it. I want you to feel into what's coming up for you. Feel into that discomfort. Feel into the questions that maybe arise. Get curious about it. That helps you stay resourceful. Know that you can always come back to the safety and simplicity of the jumpstart when you feel overwhelmed. The weekly jumpstart is the basic bones, the let's get jiggy with this material right now. This week, on Thursday at noon, we're going to be doing our live Q&A. Go ahead and start posting questions in Facebook once you get on there, or email them to us. And then Friday, I have a fantastic interview with a woman I love named Sarah Avent-Stoller. It is the interview with Dr. Sarah and Sarah. She is the author of The Way of the Happy Woman, and she's got a number of practices that I think are going to be powerful for you to jumpstart your adrenal repair this week. So we are playing it twice on Friday at 7 in the morning and then again at 10 Pacific, so that you have a couple of options for when to listen to it. Week 2, we're going to dive deeper into the whole story about energy, adrenals, and stress. And the idea here is to get you to a place where you're not living from vacation to vacation. You're not living from Friday to Friday. How to track your energy better so that you really are keeping your tank as full as possible. My goal for you is to get to a place where your tank is always between three quarters and completely full. I talk about that a lot because I think it's an essential part of energy management and accounting. We also are going to dive in more next week into supplements. I find if I talk about supplements the first week, it's completely overwhelming and distracting. So we're going to talk more about them next week. I just reviewed every supplement that I could get my hands on in all the research for my book as of a week ago. And the bad news is about 90% of what you can buy at Whole Foods and at your local health food store for your adrenal function is not adequately tested in humans. So I want you to be super careful about what supplements you take for adrenal repair. And I'm going to be going over in detail what those proven supplements are to get the bounce back into your step and to help you with how you move and how you are in the world. We also are going to dial in sleep more. We're going to start talking about sleep on Thursday, so you can send me your questions about sleep. We want to get sleep to provide you with that full adrenal conversation, which has a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you want to make sure that you're having that full conversation every night. So next week, we have our Monday, April 30th, 9 a.m. teaching session. We then have two interviews with Ellen Heed. Super excited about this. Ellen is an amazing genre-bending anatomy teacher for Anna Forrest Yoga. I always have a hard time doing her bio because she is so much more than her bio. She is an incredible integrationist, and I think you'll be blown away by our conversation. So we took her first interview, which was long. It's always long and dense, and we broke it up into two parts because it tends to be really meaty. That's some of the feedback we've gotten from previous Mission Ignition members, and so we broke it up into two parts. The first part is going to be playing on Wednesday, May 1st at 5 p.m. Pacific. Second part will be playing on Saturday, May 5th at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., and then, of course, you're going to have your Q&A on Thursday, May 3rd, noon Pacific. Week 3, I'm going to be talking about how to extend the warranty on your adrenals. How to bring in a bit of shamanism into your daily life. There's a really fascinating new book by Martha Beck. I'm a big fan of Martha Beck. She is a shaman and also a very well-trained psychologist. And I think it's important that we talk about the basics of energy management and also some of those higher order solutions. We tend to be in a rush to get to the higher order solutions. We need both. I'm going to make more of the scientific case for contemplative practice and how to define this very broadly so that we can figure out how it's going to work for you. We're also going to talk more about genes, G-E-N-E-S, in week 3, how to work with what you've got, and the promise of epigenomics, which is the interaction between your food and how you move, how you supplement, and your genes. The beautiful thing there is that your genes are not your destiny. We are learning more and more that how you eat and how you move and how you supplement hugely affect the expression of your genes. So even if you have a gene for Alzheimer's, you can affect the expression of that gene with how you eat and how you move and how you supplement. An example there is that we know for people who are at risk for Alzheimer's disease, the more that you manage your adrenal function, the more that you keep your blood sugar nice and normal, the more that you keep your thyroid in the normal range, the lower your risk of expressing the Alzheimer's gene. And I can talk more about that. Anytime you hear something that kind of gives you a little zing and you're thinking, ooh, tell me more, jot it down, because you can ask this as a question. You can ask me to give more detail on anything that you want to hear more about. So we're still on week 3. Of course, Monday 9 a.m. teaching, Thursday noon, May 10th, I'll be doing our Q&A. That week we have a final interview with Ellen Heed, and then we have an interview with another woman who's really fascinating named Jessica Drummond. That's on Saturday, May 12th, 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Jessica Drummond is a woman who's really focused on helping women entrepreneurs, and she has some really great suggestions for us about how to heal your adrenals. She's got a good adrenal story, similar to mine. She's a physical therapist who decided to heal her adrenals, couldn't find answers in conventional medicine, just like me 10 years ago, and has healed her adrenals just like me. As I mentioned, if you were on my 2 free webinars, I talked quite a bit about how 10 years ago I was a total stress case with a muffin top and PMS, and could go from normal mood to completely depressed and irritated in 30 seconds. And I figured out that my main problem was that I had adrenal burnout. It was the hardest thing to heal. It was much easier to correct my thyroid, correct my metabolism, correct my estrogen dominance than it was to correct my adrenal dysregulation. So I'm going to be sharing with you how I did that, because I did it in a very methodical, evidence-based way. I did what we call biohacking, such a male term. It's something they use quite a bit in Silicon Valley to describe how you use biology to figure out how to optimize your life, optimize your health span, optimize your longevity. And we're doing a bit of biohacking. I just don't think it's a very feminine term. I need a more feminine term. So if you have a better term for biohacking that's more femme, please post it in Facebook. Week 4 is where we integrate. We bring this all together, where we really talk more about working smarter versus working harder. We talk about Charlie's Angels, how the adrenals connect to the ovaries, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and the thyroid, just as I mentioned. The idea of continuous adrenal quality improvement. Once again, that week, Monday, May 14th, and then again, Monday, May 21st, you have teaching sessions. Final teaching session is May 21st. Wednesday, I have an interview with a fantastic nutritionist and lifestyle coach named Lisa Byrne. And then, of course, our Q&A on May 17th. So next, we are talking about your homework. You have a weekly assignment. This is really designed to get you into action. I want you to keep up with this. Your first assignment is posted at the following URL, sarahgottfriedmd.com/worksheets. So you can go there and you can download worksheet number 1, worksheet week 1. Here is your first assignment. You can get started on this right away. I want you to clear the decks. Clear the decks. I want you to identify what you can stop doing. What are your absolute no's for this week? In the words of Cheryl Richardson, I want you to identify your top three things that you will not do for the following week. Ideally, I'd like for you to post them on the Facebook private page. What are the top three things that you will not do for the following week? When you have adrenal dysregulation, I think it's essential that we don't just keep adding more things to your pile, to your to-do list. It's essential that we create a stop-doing list. And so that's where these absolute no's come in. So go to sarahgottfriedmd.com/worksheets. This is another one of those URLs I want you to bookmark. And this is going to help you with crafting your absolute no list. I really want you to think through and feel into the things that you are doing that you don't really like, the things that you struggle with. We're taught that struggle is noble, and the truth is that struggle burns out your adrenal glands and does not serve you or others. We need to identify those things that you struggle with, name them, and send them packing. Put down that heavy backpack. So this next slide is one of those things that I can say the lawyer made me do it. I just want to make the point that you are responsible for your choices and results. I mean, this is basically your divine responsibility. I shouldn't blame it on the lawyer. I also have this point that I made earlier that the materials are for your own use only. They are copyrighted and proprietary. Please respect that. That doesn't mean that you can't talk about it. I'm happy for you to be talking about these things. You can post things on social media, but I don't want you to share the PDFs, the worksheets, the calls, the recordings, the webcast links with other people. And as I said, we'll be randomly checking to make sure that everyone who is with us, who has the password to be with us on the phone or on the webcast, is one of the paid registrants. All of you should have been sent the three-task email with the Mission Ignition Agreement, which describes in detail how this is a education course similar to a very detailed multimedia learning experience. It's similar to a book. It does not represent patient care or medical care. That is very clearly defined in the law as an established relationship between a doctor and a patient in person with a complete history and physical exam. And I want to make sure that you understand the difference between the general education that I provide in this course and how that is completely distinguished in your mind from medical care. I want you to have a bright line between those two. So that means I cannot comment on your individual symptoms. I cannot comment on your laboratory tests because I do not have a physician-patient relationship with any of you. Well, now that I say that, there's a couple of exceptions. So for those of you who are on the course who are not currently a patient of mine, I cannot comment about your labs or your symptoms, and I also can't become your doctor. I can refer you to people, but I can't become your doctor, and I have specific criteria that I use to suggest other doctors. You need to see your local doctor for that patient-physician relationship. Now, you can take the general information that you glean, much like you might do from a book by a physician, and share that with your local doctor. That is certainly fine. Now, okay, we got that out of the way. Let's move on to the 80-20 rule, so using minimum effort to maximize results. You may have heard of this as the Pareto principle. He was an Italian economist who noticed that 20% of the peas that he planted at his home in Italy produced 80% of his bounty. He also noticed that 20% of the land, that 80% of the land in Italy was owned by 20% of the population. So this is the idea of the 80-20 rule, that 20% of your causes produce 80% of your results. When it comes to health, that's more that 20% of your efforts yield 80% of your results. So I want you to really define that 20% over the next 4 weeks so that you're super efficient at achieving and maintaining sacred balance. Sacred balance is our end game. And here are some of the necessary parts to getting your 80-20 rule in place. Number one, you want to keep in mind that this is about the journey, not the destination. This is an ongoing process. As I say, my life is a work in progress. I want you to make this course a priority. I really want you to schedule a minimum of 3 to 5 hours per week for this course. That's how you will get the most adrenal repair. I want you to also keep up with the calls. Stay on schedule. Come to the calls live whenever you can. We've varied the time so that it may be more possible for you. And I want you to make time each day and each week for yourself. This is part of that minimum effective dose of self-care that I talked about yesterday on our free webinar, Q&A webinar. I really want you to be doing the minimum effective dose of self-care every day for the next 4 weeks. And we're going to define a little bit more what that is. We're going to drill that down for you a little more as we go along. And consistency is really the key. Consistency is crucial to your transformation. I want you to find the right pace for yourself. I am what my massage therapist calls aggro. My pace is probably not your pace. So I want you to figure out what is the right pace where you have a sense of balance, kind of like a seesaw, between action and rest, between being out and productive in the world and repair, between productivity and deeply nourishing your adrenal glands. So that seesaw is kind of balanced in that beautiful in-between middle place and not slamming into the ground. Slamming into the ground does not sound good. It hurts. Remember that feeling as a kid? I want you to have that nice, easeful transition as your seesaw moves back and forth and doesn't slam into the ground. Yay, we get to move on to the jump start. So let's go to the jump start, the moment you've been waiting for. I started a couple minutes late today, so we're going to go until 2 minutes after the hour. Usually I start on time, but I have to say I kept changing the slides up until the last minute, and it took a while to load them. But you will be rewarded for being on time. Sometimes the first day it takes a couple minutes for everybody to find that darn phone number and the code or the webcast URL. And here's another tip. Most of you probably know this already, but you may want to use a sticky and write down the code or have that schedule bookmarked so that you can just pop on over to that little bookmark and link through on the webcast. So week one jumpstart. This was sent to you in the three-task email, so you should have a copy of this. It'll also be in the home study. Number one, these are five practices that I want you to begin. Number one is that I want you to choose a new mantra. And here's the mantra that I am recommending. I suggest that you start saying this week, probably not. Here's the idea. Women are neurologically programmed to overpromise, overprovide, overdeliver, generally to people please, often at the expense of our general health. And this is certainly at the expense of our adrenal function. The good news here is that for women over the age of 50, this starts to fall away. You start to care a lot less about people-pleasing, and you start to get a lot more honest, especially about all the narcissists in your life, all the people who are self-absorbed that you don't want to enable anymore. I look forward to that stage. I'm 45 years old and still a few years shy. But here's this new rule. Over the next week, for all the asks that come your way. You know, could you drive carpool? Could you drive the kids to volleyball practice? Could you do this program for the board? Could you step up and host this? I want you to try saying probably not. And here's another version that may work for you, especially if you're still a little bit in that people-pleasing mode. You can say, probably not, but let me think about it. Do you feel that beautiful space that happens between the stimulus and the response, between the ask and that limbic hijack that we often go into if we're not allowed to have the space, the pause in between the stimulus and the response? So we are all in adrenal recovery together, and this first step, this first mantra, is similar to the step one of any recovery system. It's to admit our powerlessness and to turn it over to a higher power, however you define that. So no guilt is allowed. This is a prescription directly from me. No guilt allowed. So start practicing this, especially if you are someone who overprovides all over the place for your children, for your spouse, for your clients, in your work. Jennifer Loudon talks a lot about this. She taught me a ton about overproviding and how to stop doing it. I talked in one of my webinars about how I do this, especially for my 12-year-old daughter. I'll ask her to do something. I'll say, could you please take the garbage cans and put them back in the garage? And then for some unknown reason, I'm right there with her taking one of the garbage cans. No, it's not good for her. It's not good for me. She can do this. I can let her step up and take responsibility for the things that I ask her to do and not jump in and meddle. Clear and direct communication, very important. Probably not. The next practice is to walk barefoot on the earth. Fortunately, our weather is getting better. I know this sounds a little woo-woo, but there's actually some compelling science about how you can reset your adrenal function by connecting to the earth energy. I know this sounds like I'm a Reiki practitioner, but this has some science to it. And if you want to know about the science, you can ask me on the Facebook page or send it to missionignition@sarahgottfriedmd.com. This is where I really understand why gardeners are so happy. You know, they're sitting with their knees and their shins in the earth. They are connecting to earth energy. It's coming up through their body. It's filling their tank. No wonder gardeners are able to do that. Feet that I talk about, a sign of sacred balance, they're able to give from overflow. They're able to fountain their energy instead of giving from core, which is what a lot of women do, especially between 35 and 50. So there's a lot of benefit to walking barefoot on the earth, especially the beach. The beach is just a very powerful way for you to connect to earth energy. There's other ways to do it. There's now all these things you can stick on your bed that do it. We'll be talking about that with Jessica Drummond. And I would rather you just do it the old-fashioned way. You just walk on the earth. I went on a hike with a girlfriend 2 weeks ago. It was a sunny, beautiful day. It was after a rain. The earth was kind of muddy. And as we were walking back, I took off my shoes and took off my socks and walked on the earth, and it felt so fantastic. And I basically killed two birds with one stone. I was with my girlfriend, which raises my oxytocin, the hormone of love and bonding, and I was walking on the earth, so I was taking care of my cortisol. Oxytocin also helps you with lowering cortisol when it's too high. You're going to hear much more about that. So that was a beautiful morning, an amazing way to start my day. You are the architect of your own pharmacopoeia. This is something that Anna Forrest and I were talking about recently. She's one of my spiritual teachers. And she had this beautiful quote about how you can let yourself out of prison. You can decide whether you want to be depressed in 30 seconds or if you want to manifest joy. You want to spill your oxytocin over and share it with the world. Third practice, I want you to bust the superwoman myth. Now, this is related to the first practice. It's a little bit different, though. And here I'm addressing one of those unfortunate legacies of the feminist movement, this idea that we gained equal rights with men, but we did it on their terms. I feel like we need new terms. We need a new model. We need a different model that really addresses what women want and need. So I feel like most women are running themselves ragged, trying to keep up with work and family. And we need to just rethink this whole system. How can we work and deliver on our calling without depleting ourselves, without eroding our relationships, without conflict, without depleting our energy tank, without depleting our planet's resources? And I want to ask you here, how does the superwoman or the supermom myth show up for you? I think it shows up in different ways depending on your age. But I want you to really think about this. You know, how do you really name it? How do you identify it and make it palpable so that it doesn't undermine you? The more we name it and describe it, the better we recognize the insidious ways that it limits us and keeps us exhausted, keeps us in adrenal depletion. The fourth tip is very simple. In the last Mission Ignition Metabolism, I talked a lot about what I wanted people to cut out to help them with metabolism. And what we're doing in terms of adrenal repair is to start first with adding nutrient-dense food. So I want you to pick one nutrient-dense food to add this week. I've got a few suggestions here, but if you have more questions about this, just ask me using one of the methods that I've mentioned several times. Women with adrenal problems perform better when they get extra protein. Maybe you've noticed this, but a lot of people do better on a paleo diet where they limit refined carbohydrates. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that towards the end. And some of the things that you can add here include greens, kale every day. I feel like kale is one of the things that keeps me young. Bone broths are another one. I feel like making bone broth is a sadhana. If you're a vegetarian, that's not going to appeal to you so much, but if you are an omnivore, that can be a very powerful spiritual practice. Coconut oil is another one, very good for your adrenal glands, good for your metabolism. Grass-fed butter is another one that I'm really into right now. And then finally, fifth, I mentioned this in a different context, but I just want to really dial in this idea that some of us are addicted to struggle. Are you addicted to struggle? You know, we're taught this idea that struggle is noble, and I want you to be aware of how this limits your resourcefulness. How does struggle show up for you? What is one thing you could do this week to reduce struggle in your life? Feel into your body. Feel into the somatic intelligence for where struggle shows up physically for you. Does it show up in your solar plexus? Does it show up in tight hips, which is where we store emotion? Is your psoas muscle tight? We'll talk about that quite a bit with Ellen Heed. Does it show up in your neck? The neck is one of the most sensitive places for where you store stress. I find many, 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 many women in my concierge integrative medicine practice are great at meditating, they're going to yoga regularly, they're working out with a trainer, they're exercising, they're eating right, and yet they walk around with the tightest neck. So you've got to learn how sensitive your neck is to stress and how to release your neck every day, 5 times a day. If you want more info on that, just ask. So let me switch in the time that we have remaining. I think we've got 10 minutes left. To some content. First, I just want to mention the slide that I talked about yesterday in our webinar. This is a slide I learned about from Chip Connelly last week. Those of you who listened in to my webinar, I have a total crush on Chip Connelly. He is a New York Times best-selling author. He just wrote the book Emotional Equations. I'll be talking a lot about him because I'm really into his book right now. And he showed me this interesting slide called the U-bend. The U-bend, which was published in The Economist and also in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences back in 2010. And here's the scary part. There's a U-shaped relationship between your psychological health and your age. And the people who have the lowest psychological health are between the ages of 35 and 50. They have much more worry, much more sadness. The good news is that psychological health that you have at age 18 to 21, it starts to go up again. In fact, it goes up even higher over the age of 50. So for those of you who are listening in who are over the age of 50, I want you to press star 2 right now so I can just see how many of you, if you're on the phone, press star 2. If you're on the webcast, you can just point into the question. You can click in there and say, yes, I'm over 50. I just want to know how many of you are over the age of 50. So I'd love to see that right now. So go ahead and press star 2 if you're over the age of 50, or type it into the webcast. Over the age of 50, there's more enjoyment and happiness. It's called hedonic enjoyment. And that's basically where you are doing the things you love to do, and you're reinforcing that joy and happiness. I really feel like this makes sense to me. This helps me understand why so many of us get depleted, why we have such issues with cortisol between the ages of 35 and 50. And if you think about, okay, why is this that we have such low psychological health between 35 and 50, you might think, maybe it's children. No, it's not children. Actually, whether you have kids or not, the same pattern happens. There's also not a difference between men and women when it comes to psychological health. That's surprising. There's quite a few gender differences, which I'm going to get into next. But I just find this U-bend to be really interesting and also completely validating, completely validating. So I'll get back to you a little bit later, maybe on the Facebook page, about how many of you are over the age of 50. Let's go now to some data that I want to share about how women respond to stress. And you may have heard me talk before about how the original data on stress response was done by Dr. Walter Cannon in the 1930s, and it was done on men. And as with most medical research, it was assumed that the results in men also applied to women. And it wasn't until the 1990s that this really got disproven. Shelley Taylor and Rena Rapetti at UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles, started teaching us otherwise. They found significant stress response differences between men and women. They found that women were much more commonly and more severely affected by stress. They have more neuropsychiatric problems than men. This is not surprising. They have more anxiety, more perceived stress than men do. This is why, you've probably heard me say this over and over again, 26% of U.S. women are taking a mental health drug. I think that's an epidemic and a serious problem, and it doesn't solve the root cause. But what Professor Shelley Taylor of UCLA calls the female response, she calls it the tend and befriend response. In other words, women seek out the company of others when they're under stress, and most men do not. In fact, men's response to stress is thought to be at the root of why their health is more poor relative to women. Men have a lower life expectancy by more than 6 years. That gap grows every year. It's hard to disentangle stress coping from other differences, such as aversion to going to the doctor and other health protective behaviors. Women are much more likely to go to the doctor and to have preventive care than men are. There's also higher levels of substance abuse among men. So there's all these differences in terms of stress response in men versus women. But another important difference is oxytocin. So let me go to, let's just take on women and stress a little bit more. Every year, the American Psychological Association does a massive survey on stress. I mentioned that survey that was published in The Economist, where they surveyed 355,000 people in the U.S. This is a survey across a lot of different cities in the U.S. where they look at how Americans are responding to stress. And one of the things they find consistently, this was just published in January of 2012, is that women perceive more stress than men. So men go into fight or flight, women go into tend and befriend. Of course, some women also go into fight or flight, especially as cortisol tends to get higher and higher. And one of the major differences between men and women is estrogen. So we have a lot more estrogen as women. Men have more testosterone. They have about 10 times more testosterone. And this affects another hormone that I want to talk about, which is oxytocin. Estrogen enhances oxytocin. What does oxytocin do for you? Well, you know it is the hormone of love and bonding. It is made exclusively by mammals. You may know this already, but estrogen, for instance, is a much more broadly found hormone. You can find it in insects. It's found in a number of different types of animals, not just mammals. But oxytocin is only found in mammals, and its primary job is to stimulate breast milk production. And with that, bonding with the baby. but it has all these other roles too. Even if you don't have a baby, it gives you more love, more bonding. It also increases trust and generosity. This is well proven in rigorous studies. It increases empathy and happiness. And here's the interesting part in terms of gender differences and stress response. Oxytocin is blocked by testosterone. So for women who have higher testosterone, they tend to have much less oxytocin. And that really makes sense. You know, there was one study that I love looking at men and women in business school. This was done at Northwestern, which has the Kellogg School of Business. And they found that the women who had the highest testosterone went on to have very high-risk jobs. Most of them were investment bankers or they were working in the finance industry. And you can imagine, those are the women who tend to have much less oxytocin. They are much more comfortable with risk. They're not doing so much tend and befriend. They're more in the fight-or-flight mode. One other thing about oxytocin that's important is that it has a half-life of only 3 minutes. So this is why when you hug somebody, you feel really good for about 3 minutes, and then it kind of disappears. And one of your tasks, one of your little takeaways, and I want you to be listening for a little gem. I want you to take away at least one gem from each of the sessions that we have and to post it in our private Facebook page. So take and listen for one gem. Here's one gem for you. That is, you want to have a minimum of about 8 hugs, 8 lingering touches per day. That's associated with a higher oxytocin level. 7 hugs doesn't seem to quite cut it. So 8 hugs. You can also kiss. Lingering kisses, very good. And another interesting point there, if you are together with a man, it's important to know that men need about 3 times the length of a hug to have the same response as a woman. So 8 hugs a day, that releases oxytocin. Kissing, lactation, connection, weddings increase oxytocin. What blocks oxytocin includes high testosterone, high stress. We'll talk more about that on Thursday if you'd like. Also, improper nurturing or abuse. So, feel-good brain chemicals, oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine, we're going to be talking more about those over the next week. I want to make one other point before we finish today. I said that I'd say something about eat this, not this. And I like this slide a lot. For those of you who are listening in by phone, the idea is that you want to, over the next week, eat more food, and I'll tell you what FOOD stands for, and eat less crap. Crap stands for C, carbonated drinks, R, refined sugars, A, artificial sweeteners and colors, P, processed foods. So eat less crap, eat more food. The food stands for F, fruit and veggies, O, organic lean protein, O, omega-3 fatty acids, D, drink water. Okay, we are now at the end. For those of you on the webcast, I've got a picture of somebody who is sleeping on a bed that is hanging on a rock face in the mountains, and that's how sleep often feels for women who are 35 plus. Today, I know it was rapid fire, but wasn't it fun? We are having some fun. Get your 8 hugs today, your 8 lingering touches. Thank you, everyone. This is Dr. Sarah Gottfried signing out.